How do we access banking, consume news content, and even COVID-safe check-ins? These all rely on our ability to navigate the digital world. A new national survey released earlier this month reveals that more than half of Australian adults have trouble identifying misinformation online. The survey found that on average, Australians' digital literacy is lacking. How can we improve our ability to spot fake news? Sophie Ellis investigates.
Our ability to navigate an online world is more important now than ever. From government initiatives to news content and media, we increasingly rely on digital platforms in our everyday life. But what about those of us who haven't grown up in a digital world? Well, for non-digital natives, the ease at which we access services and information can greatly differ. A new national survey of media literacy in Australia has found that less than half of Australian adults know how to identify misinformation online. The national survey, conducted by a collaboration of researchers from Western Sydney University, Queensland University of Technology and the University of Canberra, found that most adult media literacy is low. This includes basic media actions like changing privacy settings or understanding terms and conditions on social platforms, as well as checking if information is true and verifying the reliability of websites.
Digital literacy, it includes a number of things, being able to find information, being able to contextualise it, evaluate it, the capacity to create information, which really all adds up to being able to communicate online effectively.
For Professor Thomas, the low media literacy levels stem from a broader issue, digital inclusion. Professor Thomas is the lead researcher at the Australian Digital Inclusion Index. The index measures how well Australians are able to participate in the digital economy and digital activities in everyday life. It combines a number of measures like internet access, the capacity to do things online, as well as the affordability of internet connection.
So when you take all of those things together, you start to get a useful indication of the degree to which it is easy or difficult for people to live their lives online in the ways in which we're increasingly having to do in all sorts of contexts.
Senior lecturer in media and communications at RMIT, James Meese, says that misinformation is not a new problem, but it does have a different face.
Yeah, misinformation just didn't appear in 2016. It's been around for as long as we've had information, as long as we've had mass publication. The challenge, I think, for the individual is that we're in a very complicated and noisy media environment where a range of actors, from nefarious people pushing out misinformation to even, you know, politicians and journalists stretching the truth somewhat, it can make it quite challenging for an individual consumer to say, well, you know, what do I trust? How do I kind of digest and comprehend the information that's coming at me?
Mr. Meese says the burden of identifying misinformation should not be placed on the individual.
The one way to solve this problem is to actually stop the individual having to make these critical decisions and take it one step removed from that individual and getting government and the tech sector to work more closely together so that the filter steps in and can stop much of this misinformation from circulating.
The National Survey of Media Literacy in Australia found that a lack of confidence was one of the major drivers for this slump in digital literacy. Professor Thomas says confidence is low due to many assumptions that are made about access.
There is a gap between Australians who have the skills and capabilities to participate online and those that don't. And that means that we have a real stratification in the kinds of quality of services that people are able to get access to.
Research fellow in the Faculty of Arts and Education at Deakin University, Dr. Lucy Pangrazio, says the solution to raising digital literacy relies on improving critical thinking education.
Critique is something that is learned and practiced. It's not something that people are naturally born with. So, I mean, we see it in schools today. There's a lack of support for critical kinds of programs that scaffold children, young people, adults towards these more nuanced and complex understandings of what's actually going on.
For Dr. Lucy, the key is connection.
Largely what happens online, we do it on our own. So having that opportunity to talk about it and to sort of develop that kind of critical kind of understanding together with others is really powerful.
Research fellow at Deakin University, Dr. Lucy Pangrazio, ending that report by Sophie Ellis.